USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wild weather impacting much of the nation as people across New York and New Jersey are cleaning up today after severe storms yesterday with wind gusts as high as 65 miles an hour. This woman in Teaneck, New Jersey says a tree came down on her home.
Listen, we're in the middle of unprecedented crisis, right? So for me, I'm just focusing on the fact that at least it's during the daytime and, you know, when I can still see to gather candles and be prepared for later on.
From Texas to Maine, 500,000 homes and businesses have no power this morning because of those storms. Arkansas, the hardest hit, as more than 106,000 homes and businesses are currently without power. The coronavirus has now infected nearly 2 million people around the world, and nearly 120,000 people have died, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.